This is the MagicWordPodcast.com.
Hola, this is Scott Wells for the MagicWordPodcast.com, and today's first episode for the first day one of Magic Cuba is brought to you by ThePerfectTrick.com. ThePerfectTrick.com is a great resource if you're looking to purchase anything online magic related, and in particular that if you have any Tenyo items that you're interested in selling, either part of a collection or all of a collection, Eric Citron, who's the owner of ThePerfectTrick.com, would be interested in purchasing that. Not only that, of course, he has the 2019 collection that is available for purchase as well. So just go over and check out ThePerfectTrick.com. Eric Citron would be glad to hook you up. He's a great guy. Also, I'd like to recognize today the newest friend of the Magic Word, Mr. Christopher Gartner. And thank you very much, Chris, for joining and for your financial pledge. And because of people like you, we're able to keep this online and keep it free for everybody else. So those of you who are interested in helping to support us, we certainly could appreciate, we would appreciate, and we could use your financial support as well. So please go over to themagicwordpodcast.com. Just click on the little tab there that says become a friend of the Magic Word, and you can learn more information about how that you can help us with your pledge or your one-time donation. Thanks again, and welcome to Chris. So, good morning. Here it is on the first day of the convention, and as we are beginning here, some of the magicians are starting to arrive. Just late last night, a couple of guys came in from Australia, and speaking right now with Peter Rogers. Hello, Peter.
How are you?
Doing great, thanks. And also that you have just come from the Florida State Convention, was it?
Oh, it was Daytona Beach.
Daytona Convention, okay, yeah. How was that convention?
Look, it wasn't brilliant, but it was good. They had some good talent there. They had people like Joshua Jay, Andy Gladwin, Jeff McBride, Lysander. So, you know, they had a good lineup of talent.
What kind of turnout?
Someone said it was about 300. I didn't count them, and, you know, I wouldn't. If I'd guessed, I would have said 250, but it might have been 300. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that sounds probably about right. I think, you know, for that sense, this year they weren't competing with Genie. Next year they will be. So,
yes.
Yeah. Now, why did you come all the way here from Australia?
When we fly to America, we want to make the best of it. And there was three conventions in a row. So we could take that in. And a week later, we came down to Cuba. And then the following week, we're going up to Boston or out of Boston for the Yankee Gathering.
Have you been to the Yankee Gathering before?
No, but Mike Caveney told us about it, and he said he was the guest of honour, and he said we should go, and, you know, it just fitted in. Because the lineup of the three conventions all within 3 weeks, it makes it...
Right, and it's kind of all up and down the coast. I mean, as far as the Atlantic seaboard like this, as far as travel goes.
That's right. It was easy to plan.
Right.
I'll say that. It was a bit complicated when we found we had to get into Cuba, but it was, you know, they were... Three in a row is worthwhile flying.
Did you have any problems? You say a little bit of trouble as far as your visa from Australia. I mean, we didn't have really too much of a problem since it was a cultural exchange thing with the U.S.
Yeah, we were more worried about it. I think it all worked out pretty well.
Yeah, no issues.
No. Yeah. We were worried we were going to have issues, but we didn't really.
Did you plan the other two conventions in Peter around this one? In other words, you found Cuba sounded like it was going to be an awesome convention with the lineup they had, and then you thought, well, just so happens the other two conventions. In other words, did the stars just align, but this was the ones you kind of planned around?
Well, initially, I was in Boston a year or two back, and it was actually John Stetson handed me a card advertising Magic Cuba. And I thought, oh, that'd be interesting. And I thought, but it won't happen. I won't get there. And I just put it aside. I kept it. I always keep these things. And then when the other conventions just started to line up, I thought, well, you know, the
Never been to Cuba myself.
Never been to Cuba. Yeah. It sounded interesting. And if it was the only one on at that time, I wouldn't have come. But again, I wouldn't have gone to any of the other, either of the other two conventions either.
Yeah.
If that was the only one that's on. But, you know.
Just kind of lined up, and that was a great thing. Anything in particular now that you know what's on the agenda that you're looking forward to seeing or hearing or that you haven't seen before?
Look.
Magic-wise?
Magic-wise, there's a good lineup of magicians at Magic Cuba, but I think I've seen them all before, so I'm not sure that there's any actual one-off that I've come to see that I haven't seen before. I think I've seen...
But for all of them being one place at one time, it sounds kind of great. You know, Matt King and everybody here.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, great. Peter, thanks very much. I just kind of want to get a general impression over there. And what do you think of Cuba now? I mean, you've been here for less than 24 hours, but so far?
It's very pleasant. It's great. It's I keep thinking of Agatha Christie. It's like being in an Agatha Christie novel, just sitting in this hotel.
Yes. Beautiful hotel. And, gosh, even sitting outside, the weather's gorgeous right here this morning, so with the wind blowing right by seaside. So, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
That's Peter Rogers for the Magic Word Podcast. Scotty out. All right, Scott Wells for the Magic Word Podcast. And people are starting to arrive and to check in. And who I've got with me now, Chris Korn, one of the talents and performers and lecturers. Hey there, Chris.
Hey, good to be here.
And you're going to be lecturing.
Yeah, also. I will be lecturing.
Okay.
Lecturing and doing some close-up as well.
Yeah.
It's exciting to be here.
Yeah. What was the attraction? Why did you want to come?
I don't believe I've been here before.
Good reason.
As I mentioned, yeah, maybe I was, but I forgot. it's exciting to be here with so many peers in a new location. And
someplace different, and I don't know whether they're going to be having this as the first of many, or this is the first and last, or how it's going to actually turn out.
We're going to see what we can do about that.
Because as I understand it, this was co-sponsored, I think, by the local government as well, so this way that... I guess you're not going to be losing money on it, you know, that the government wants to bring this magic festival in.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's for the people, really.
Ah, yeah. And that's what I had heard. Yeah, I heard it was mostly for the people. I didn't even know about the magic part, lecturing until the last minute, sort of.
So while you're here, have you signed up? Are you going to be doing any kind of
I want to drive. I brought my dad's suit from the 50s.
How cool is
that? Yeah, I want to drive one of the vintage 50s cars.
As you came in, you saw a lot of them.
Really excited.
Do you have a car in mind that you, like a 57 Chevy or something?
Yep. Right around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got a lot to choose from in colors, too.
I know, right? I got to find the right one that matches the suit.
Yeah, match the suit.
So,
Very cool.
Got to get some good photographs and... I'll let the land sort of lead me and see.
Yeah,
see what
you really
I
can't
feel.
Get lost too much, you know. Just follow the sea.
You got to do the traditional things: get a hat, some cigars.
A lot of places to do all of that, you know, and that everybody wants to be your best friend. A quick tip, if they haven't told you already, is to not buy cigars from street vendors for a variety of reasons. First of all, they won't be giving you a receipt. Second of all, you don't know where the tobacco came from, and it may be older tobacco and could have worms or insects in it. So you don't.
Oh,
yeah. So, it's best to buy it from another shop or someplace, you know, or the hotel. I had one at the hotel, at a bar or someplace, you know, behind the counter, as opposed to somebody. You'll find people all over who'll be saying, you know, hola, senor, over here. Cigar? Well, cigars? Let me show you. They make you a good deal. For example, they started off negotiating with me for a box of Romeo and Juliettas for $200, then eventually came down to $60. You know, it's like... Yeah, so it's like, this can't be real.
Right.
I don't know that I really want that.
Yeah.
So beware. A lot of little tips, you know, kind of things to see. And so you'll enjoy it. You'll have fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay.
It's going to be a good week.
Good. All right. Well, and so for Magic Cuba, that's Chris Korn. Scotty out. So I was going to go out to the pool, and apparently the pool is closed today. So making my swim trunks on and everything. I was really ready to enjoy that. But I'm going to enjoy everybody else who is here then today. And I got Chris Gottner with me. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
And let's step over here a little bit, kind of out of the way, so we're not in the middle. We're here in the Grand Hall near the registration desk. And this is your first time in Cuba, I guess, then, too.
It is.
You're impressed so far with what you've seen?
So far, it's great.
Yeah.
It's just great to be... amongst the celebrities in our field.
Yeah. It's supposed to be fairly intimate. I understand about 150 registrants or so.
That's great. So it's quality time.
With quality people.
With the best people in the business.
Yep. That's the nice thing about a small convention. You really can kind of get up close and personal and have additional time to talk to people. You know, like, you feel like that they're really individualized lectures. I mean, like at a club meeting where you've only got 30 or 40 people. I mean, it'd be more than that, but still, it's an intimate kind of
yes.
situation. Well, what encouraged you to come to this convention?
Well, it was an opportunity to meet some of the big superstars mm-hmm. in a vacation setting.
Yeah, right.
You know, which other conventions don't have that opportunity.
Yes.
So it's the best part of both worlds and
good
get
point.
To see, I'm sorry, an area that you haven't seen before.
That's a good point. That's kind of what I was thinking then as well. I mean, I can go to Chicago or Lansing, Michigan, or, you know, Detroit or wherever that there might happen to be a magic convention, you know, but to be able to go someplace like this, which typically is off limits to Americans. And you're from where? New Jersey?
New York.
New York, okay. What part of New York?
Brooklyn, originally.
Okay. You've been doing magic for a long time?
About 30 years.
Okay. Yeah. Professionally?
No, just as a hobby. Amateur status.
What kind of magic? Close-up?
Close-up. I love the close-up right in your face type.
I noticed you got one of our Erdnase University
yes.
shirts on. It's always a good thing, too. It's this way that you can recognize a magician. You know?
Sure. You can't hide.
That's right. You know, although not everybody knows what that is, it's kind of funny because my brother, who's got a PhD, you know, and he was saying, where's Erdnase University? He knows all this stuff. It's like, I didn't know about that. And I told him, oh, of course.
I love the hidden meaning to it, you know?
Exactly, exactly. It's like also Invisible Threads made another shirt that was for Houdini. I think it was Weiss Lockpick Company or something. You know, it was kind of funny. So anyhow, anything or anybody you're looking forward to seeing you may not have seen before or you want to see this time?
Just seeing Matt King, yeah. Eric Mead, Chad mm-hmm. Long, mm-hmm. Ossie Wind, mm-hmm. you know, all these superstars that I would love to see live again,
yeah.
you know, and I saw them in Vegas, but it's great to see them again in another
yeah.
setting.
That's true. Yeah, and Magic Live is one thing among 1,600 people, but here with, you know.
Yes, that is
a tenth of that.
Is an experience in itself, but this is yeah. a great, great time that I'm looking forward to.
And you've been a listener for a while?
A few months now.
Uh-huh. Great.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
So it's a great way to keep up to date, and it's because of your podcast that got me to sign up for this.
Wow. Well, I'm flattered I've got a listener who actually would pay attention to what I'm suggesting.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it very much.
It's my pleasure.
Enjoy the convention.
You too, as well.
Thank you very much. That was Chris Gottner.
That's right.
Scotty out.
Scott Wells for the MagicWordPodcast.com. And we are at the Hotel Nacional, and I'm here with one of the sponsors and the host, Mr. John Stetson. Hi there, John.
Hi, Scott. It's great to have you here, and we can't thank you enough for all the support you've given us and how you've made so many great connections for us here. And I know you're a direct... Your podcast is so darn popular that people... That's how people have found out about us, a lot of folks. So we've been hearing a lot of that, and we
good.
Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. That wasn't why I wanted to talk with you.
But it makes me, now very, very cautious to speak to you, because in the past, I've always been very candid.
Yes, you have been.
And, see, I thought nobody listened.
Exactly.
But now I have tangible proof that people actually do listen to this. So I'm on my best behavior from now on.
I've talked to so many people before who don't even listen to podcasts. And they don't know anything about it. Then afterwards, they started getting these phone calls and emails and texts and say, hey, I heard you on The Magic Word.
Yeah.
It's like, what? You did? And what was that? And he said, they haven't even heard it yet.
I've heard people say, hey, what you spoke, and we were at a steakhouse. I've been
right.
on a bunch of times.
Right. Yes,
and
right.
we were at a steakhouse somewhere, and I remember it was a fine evening, but I'll be damned if I can remember what we were talking about. And I get people coming up to me going, you said this on the...
Okay.
Yeah, okay. You know, so,
yeah, a lot of times people forget the microphone's even on, you know, because obviously what this is just a conversation.
Of
and
course.
So that, well,
and I just
between
wish,
friends.
I wish people could see you right now. You got your Hemingway beard. You got just a little bit of mojito left in your glass because you've been. There's nobody who, as I was saying, you suck the marrow out of experiences.
I do. I don't want to leave anything left.
You have that cigar. You have the Cuba shirt on. You got the whole thing going on.
Surrounded by some of my best friends.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's great to be with you, John, as always. And I am so excited about this. Now, I haven't registered yet. Right now, it's pre-registration or pre-time. Yeah. We're just kind of having a cocktail time. Here and a little bit later we're going to be having tell us what's going on just right now.
Well, tonight we have our opening reception, and it is going to be a real special event. I'm going to be I'll make you a little boastful here. You don't see welcome receptions like this. We have one of the top jazz bands in Cuba playing for us. We have acts from the circus who are coming in. We have some Cuban magic as well, but the scope of it, the location of it, the food that we're going to have, it's just going to be a great, great time. And that's just from 6 to 8.
So I thought we were just going to have a salsa dance, but more than that.
There is salsa dancing and dancers that will be pulling them. They'll be looking for you. And there's an optional event tonight that I'm really looking forward to being part of. It's our Roman cigar dinner. And that's going to be at a different locale that is just drop-dead gorgeous. So the folks, a lot of the folks from the reception, they can enjoy themselves here at the Nationale if they're not coming with us to the cigar dinner. That's just only going to last a couple of hours.
Because we come back here afterwards.
We come back here, and then we're going to a nightclub just across the street where we're having one of our late night events.
Is that the Piano Bar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Parisienne or something?
No. The Rojo across the street.
Okay. Yep.
But the Parisienne showroom is fabulous. It's just a throwback to 1950.
Yeah.
And to walk in that room, it just kind of gives me
chills. Most of this is, you know, and looking around and seeing all the vintage cars and 50s, you know, here, and the way that they keep them up. You know, the biggest thing I'm surprised is how beautiful they are. They look like they just came off the showroom floor when I'm thinking, I mean, I'm being pelted by salt water, you know, from the ocean right here. And I'm thinking, how can they keep from having this get rusted and everything? But apparently they keep really good care of their cars.
Well, they do take excellent care of their cars, but they're in a constant state of being repaired. And a lot of the parts have to be manufactured themselves. There's just so much that you cannot get down here. And one of the big things that I wanted our attendees to remember is that internet is incredibly spotty here at our and there's all kinds of stories about that we can talk about. But we were next to impossible to contact. It's 1930 again. You and I missed each other for dinner last night. We had a seat for you at our table, and we had no way of finding you.
Right. Yeah. I did nothing.
You're probably used to hearing that, though.
But well, you should have been here last night. Should have been here yesterday. The fishing was great.
It's throwback, and we're just so used to holding mommy's hand with that cell phone constantly, having constant connection and everything. Once you get over some of the initial frustration, it feels great to not have that ubiquity device in your hand going all the time and everything else. It's kind of inspired me a little bit. I am going to start to do an internet-free Sunday.
And just do nothing. No, you're not going to touch the internet or nothing.
I will not touch the internet.
Not going to get on Facebook. Not going to post anything.
I'm not going to do that. And you know, we're just so used to doing it and posting these things now, second nature. I was on the road earlier this week, and I can't even remember where I was. I was in New Orleans, and then had to go to Martha's Vineyard, and I was looking at my screen time on my phone, and it said, you know, it's, I just looked at how long I was on the phone and looking at my screen. I'm absolutely embarrassed. I will not even give you the number.
I won't.
I'm not going to do it. So that's one of the things I'm going to do, and that's sort of a little bit of a lesson I've learned here.
So what are the challenges, or a couple of things? I know you've had a ton of them, you know, and I'll talk with John Rose later about this, but a couple things you might share?
The challenge, what's the word I'm looking for, is everything. No matter, we're dealing with a communist government, and we are dealing with people who have lived under this umbrella for a very long time. Everything is a challenge. Promises made are not being kept. Everything is a last-minute expense.
You're finding hidden costs?
I can't begin to tell you how much money is being spent for this event.
But I thought that the government was partially underwriting this.
They do. They do. But along, we'll give you this gorgeous, beautiful 2,000-seat theater. For nothing? No, because it's for the people, and we're here. And this is a humanitarian mission, as far as the Cuban government is concerned.
Cultural exchange thing.
Because we're doing... Magic Cuba is a festival for the entire city of Havana. we have our conference as part of it, but it's really a citywide thing and for the Cube.
That's what I think is interesting is that this is not a convention in the conventional style. This is really a festival. We need to think of it outside the box, and Americans aren't used to festivals.
Yeah. So we're doing that, and that's the whole headset here. But then expense. You know, we're promised transportation. Okay, all these buses. Well, all of a sudden, no, you have to pay for them. Okay. You have to pay for this.
Right.
It's very... it's hard to describe. Because John Rose, in particular, has a staff here. He does other business here. So it's not just that we've come down and decided to pick a locale. He deals with these challenges just in the things that happened yesterday. We had lighting people today. One of our suppliers all of a sudden says, no, I can't do that. No, we're not going to do that. So, well, you promised. No, I didn't.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
How can you argue with that?
Yeah. So
my word, your word.
So we're dealing with that
kind
of thing on lots of issues. And visas. And it's not so easy just to change someone's hotel room. We have to go through a ministry. We have to go through a whole process.
Everything was prepaid.
To change someone's hotel, for example, we have to go to government agencies to do it. We can't have the hotel can't just do it. The reservations people just can't do it. Everything has to go through process and procedure.
Wow.
And
what a bureaucracy. Crazy.
It is absolutely insane. And once again, logistics of finding people and just giving the artists we have here their call sheets, because we have to coordinate the transportation at the different spots during the city,
right.
And that once again is out of our control.
It's
once again with the no phones and things
spotty
like
internet,
that.
AML.
Yeah, so people coming here really had to be prepared to roll with the punches.
And I am. You know, even when I got off the plane, to begin with, there was not a jetway that you had to get down. I thought, okay, well, you know, welcome to Cuba. And then you had to wait for your visa. And I thought, you know, mañana, basically, okay, I'm going to slow down my pace. I'm here to relax and have a good time.
Yep.
And if things start on, I mean, the things you guys are going to be planning, I'm sure will start on time, but if they're dependent upon someone else being there who's the spotlight operator, said, I'll be there in an hour or whatever.
Of course. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
That's the whole thing. Yeah. So we are going to, ladies and gentlemen, it's just like the Jack Benny show. Who walked in but Ossie Wind is with us?
Hey, how are you both?
Hey, man.
I'm so glad to see you.
So what are you guys talking about?
Yes, right. Hey, Ossie Wynn is also here. Okay, that's all.
Ossie.
For just a second. Yep.
Because he's incredible.
You're excited about being here then, too?
Of course. I'm about to say hi to Eric.
Eric, yep. So a lot of things happening then right now. So I tell you what, just I got to go register, I think, then myself. And so, Ossie, yeah, just real quickly that... you just now obviously checked in. You're staying here at the hotel?
I didn't check in. I'm about to check in.
Okay, well.
There's a huge line.
Yep, good luck.
It'll take an hour.
It may take a little while.
But eventually, we'll
have you got somebody waiting in line for you?
Yes,
okay,
with my luggage.
A line sitter.
Yeah.
That's good, good. You're going to be lecturing and performing?
We should talk later, more.
We will.
About gossip of magic.
We'll do that for sure. I just am trying to get daily content, you know,
for
our daily updates and everything. So I'm glad that you're here. And, Mitch, then, glad also that you are a listener, also, that you're a long-time listener. Mitch, your last name is again?
Mitch Praver. Yeah, I'm a long-term listener. I listen to you almost every night.
Wow, great.
Yeah, so it's been a long time.
I had somebody once tell me that I go to sleep by your podcast, and I said, I think. He said, well, I listen for about 15 minutes, and I doze off, and I listen for 15 minutes, you know, the next night or something. So he said, you just got a nice soothing voice, and the people you talk to is kind of nice. So.
Yeah, and it's great to hear the magicians that are no longer with us, too. It's a great record.
I hadn't thought about that. You know, I look back and that, you know, with Tom Mullica and Paul Daniels and so many people, you know, that I've chatted with, and that it's like, yeah, I don't call people when it looks like they're ill, you know. But thank you very much. I'm glad. And Eric, I'm glad that you are here also. You want to say hello at least? Over there?
You just said you don't talk to people that look like they are ill. Why are you speaking to me right now?
Did you just drink some of the water?
No, I'm very happy to be here. Yeah. Cuba, ladies and gentlemen. Cuba.
And your first time, or have you performed in Cuba before?
Never, no. First time.
Okay.
Yeah.
First time listener, long time caller.
First time, yes, exactly.
All right. Listen, thank you. I'll talk with you guys a little bit later, and so for the Magic Word Podcast, here at Hotel Nacional on the first date. Scotty out. All right. Well, the evening show is... I say evening show. The first opening ceremonies are about to begin, but the music hadn't started, and it's supposed to begin about 6 o'clock, and of course, it's kind of Cuban time, so right now we're running a little bit late, but here with a good friend, Michael Trix. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. You came here straight from the Daytona Magic?
I did the Daytona convention. I went home to perform for a day and then made the trip here. So I'm already, you know how conventions wipe you out. I'm already a little behind.
Well, you're here to kind of relax because you were working that one, though, right?
Yeah, I was working Daytona, and yeah, I'm here just to as an attendee for this one, and I'm looking forward to it.
And you lectured as well?
I did my very first big lecture at Daytona.
How'd
that go? It went great. And about 200 people in there, and sold all my products that I brought. So it was my first lecture. It was very successful for me. And I was on the gala show with Lo Sander and Jeff McBride. I opened that show with a legitimate jump to your feet standing ovation.
Awesome.
So I was excited about that. It was high energy, and it went great for me. I was very excited about it.
Well, I remember when you were at the IBM convention earlier this year, and that you really rocked it. And I just love that, you know, high energy show.
Great, yeah. I opened that gala show at IBM too, and that was a first big convention for me. So Daytona being like my second, I'm just getting rolling in the convention things, and so far so good.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
You came here, well, of course, it's just up the road. I say up the road. You're only just across the water here a little ways.
The Fort Lauderdale Airport's further from my house in Cuba is in miles, for real. I'm in the Florida Keys, so it's like right across the
water. Have you been to Cuba before?
I have not. It's my first time here.
It's the first opportunity, I guess, because it had a cultural exchange through the arts to allow us to get in.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about it. And I know you got here a couple of days ago, so later on we'll have to chat. Tell me what you found so far and what's good to see and eat and all that.
I'll tell you offline here, and because, yeah, I've had a lot of time. I've been kind of the advanced team to, you know, check things out as we've been here, certainly.
Very cool.
Is there somebody here that you're looking forward to see or to hear? Or?
There is. Obviously, Matt King. I don't get to go all the way to Vegas to see him this time, so he's always awesome. Seen a lot of guys that I know. A lot of the Boston guys from the Mystery Lounge are part of this because of John Stetson. So Steve Cardolfo, Joel, all those guys are coming. I'm looking forward to that. I love Chad Long. He's here. I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, Mike Caveney, Tina Leonard. I mean,
Ossie Wynn.
I brought his book to have him sign, and I love his new book, Repertoire. And it's pretty cool, isn't it? They got some big names here. It's going to be awesome.
This ought to be really a lot of fun. And I understand fairly intimate. I haven't talked with John Rose, but I think about 150 people.
I was going to say, I didn't get a number yet either. It's pretty small, 150, so that's great. We'll all be able to just hang, and it's a smaller group.
When it's small like that, I think you get an opportunity to really talk with a lot of people and have some more quality time with everybody. Then.
Right.
And you got your wife, Ashley, with you.
Hello, Ashley. Ashley's here.
Good to see you.
Hi.
Hello.
How did you enjoy the Daytona Magic Convention?
I didn't go.
You didn't go?
No.
You stayed home.
I stayed home.
How are you enjoying this so far, which is the important thing since we're here?
We're tired. Already.
And you just got here this afternoon.
Yes, it'll be fun, though. I'll get to sleep a little bit while he's...
What are you going to do? While he's doing some magic, planning on going and looking around town, taking some tours?
Just go to the pool, probably.
Okay. Hanging out at the pool.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go around
and
with
some shopping, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, there's not a beach nearby. Apparently, the nearest beach is like about 20 minutes from here, I think. But the nearest nice beach is like 2 hours from here.
Oh. I think they said there was a pool or two here. We haven't seen one yet.
There's a big pool.
It must be on the other side. Yeah, we haven't journeyed out that far yet. We've been traveling all day to get here, and like you said, it's like the Keys kind of island time. Everything is they do it on their own time here.
That's true.
We heard ahead of time, be patient. It's not as organized as some, but
mañana, whenever.
Yeah, whenever it happens, it's fine with me too.
Well, Michael, always good to see you.
You too, Scott.
Well.
I love the magic words. So nice talking to you, Scott.
You too.
All right.
So for the Magic Word Podcast, that's Michael Trix and Ashley. Scotty out. Well, it's midnight now, and it's kind of wrapping up day one after we had the registration, and you heard we were over there at the salsa dinner, kind of a reception. That was the first thing that we had. It was very interesting. The music that you heard for the intro and this outro and in between was some of the music that was taken from the band that was playing, and it was fantastic and a lot of fun, and they had salsa dancers, and they had hors d'oeuvres and free rum and cokes. It was all included in the price of registration. It was really great, and that went from 6 until 9, but at 8 o'clock we went over then to another location in Old Town Havana where we had
had some people who had paid extra for a rum and cigar dinner, and that was fantastic. Just a lot of fun, first of all. There were probably about, I'm going to say, 30 people or so who had taken cabs over to this hotel, and it was great. First of all, the dinner was superb. It was a four-course dinner, complete with soup, and then a nice little appetizer plate with some seafood, and then for the main course had either surf or turf, and the lobster was bigger than my fist. It was very tender, light and flaky, not rubbery. It was very well done, and a nice butter sauce, of course, and then we had a selection of some desserts on everyone's plate. And then we were entertained afterwards. Then we had, because it was cigars and rum, as we came in, that everyone was given some cigars. And also there were some branded Magic Cuba cigar holders, leather pouches to hold a couple of cigars, and then there were some cigars with the Magic Cuba logo on the bands. A cutter and everything else that we needed for that. Anyhow, what we had then was a lady who was with a rum distillery, and she talked about rum and distilling it and what it's like, and et cetera. And then we had another gentleman who came over who was a cigar master and talking about how that they will develop and roll the cigars and how they put them all together and the plantations and how they work and how long they've been out doing this for so many centuries. Anyhow, very entertaining, interesting. And then afterwards we had entertainment that was hosted by Dave Cox, and then we had Bill Herz do something. We had Joey Cursillo, who had performed, and then Dave Cox had wrapped up with something. So it was very nice, but it was running kind of late. In fact, I think it was probably about at least 2 hours longer than what was originally planned, because there were some other activities that we were going to be going and doing. In fact, that some of the group then right now had gone over to another nearby nightclub just outside the hotel here. After we all took cabs back, there was another activity that is going on, but as I said, it's midnight right now, and I thought, well, I'll just get a few hours sleep, because in the morning I'm going to be going then on a bus tour of the city. So a lot of things that have been going on today, even though that really activities have not yet begun. So it's going to be a full day of activities tomorrow. We'll kind of let you know what's happening there on day two, but I hope you've enjoyed this update from day one here in Havana, Cuba. This is Scotty out.